I feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's no problem. And of course, we can't print the whole interview.
Yes, sure.
We will.
Sure, you should to cut some.
We have to cut some parts. These parts we will translate to
Danke
German.
Dir.
That's no problem. Ein französischer Philosoph, Bernard-Henri Lévy, war in der Ukraine und er hat hinterher in der Zeit, in dieser Wochenzeitung, die Zeit, einen Artikel geschrieben, darin findet sich der Satz, Frieden kann abscheulicher sein als Krieg. Für dich und deine Familie war der Krieg Alltag und kein Abenteuertrip mit Rückfahrkarte.
Ja.
Was meinst du zu diesem Satz eines Philosophen, der in einer deutschen Wochenzeitung, die sich für die renommierteste hält, diesen Artikel veröffentlicht?
It's hard to say, but I think I can be too much a critic when I say for this guy he should to lose his brother and his father in the Greek and after he can be a philosoph about Greek. He should to be getroffen. And he is only from outside, you know, telling some things looks like, maybe it's deep, maybe it's a truth. But I think you don't know, can combine this philosopher living in peace, drinking, eating, and visiting Ukraine for 10 days. And because he is French philosopher studying in the uni, but I don't know what his name, and he know everything, you know. And that, again, how we see the things, you know, from upside down.
Yeah.
And I think the real philosopher or the real speaker, he should to be ein Betroffener von Ukraine or ein Betroffener von Syrien. I don't call myself Betroffener, but I was living there and cook my finger. I lost my future to be really pianist, you know. I am not really pianist. I know how it's classical music. It's hard for my finger to play, you know. I have a super chaos memory in my mind, but it's and the Greek, it's Alltag and stay with me, in my trauma and all that. Look, after 8 years living in peace, I still have it in my mind. And this is hard. This is why I say weapon doesn't bring anything. Because, you know, those people, they will not say sorry for the second generation. And it will be passing from generation to the generation to the generation. Look, my grandfather vertrieben 1948, my father born refugee, I born refugee, my children third generation refugee, you know? And now in first time in my life I get a passport where I am allowed to travel when I am 35 years old. What I can tell my children, you know, about this time? What I can tell him about nationality, how you feel home and how you believe of peace. When I was 35 years of my life, I never have a passport. I never have nationality. I was staatenlos geschrieben.
Do you have the German nationality now?
Yes, since 7 months.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Danke.
Wolltest du? Okay, wir wissen ja die Geschichte, der IS hat dein Klavier verbrannt. Auf deiner Japan-Tournee hast du in Hiroshima auf einem Klavier gespielt, das den Atombombenabwurf überlebt hat. Was verbindet dich mit den Instrumenten, auf denen du spielst?
Wow. Usually good pianist or somebody really verbinded with his instrument, he bring it with him in the Il Cavea and that. You know those pianists where they come, shikimiki, they bring the Steinway B or the D, cost 180,000 euro, and they build it for them in the stage, and tuner come 3-4 times to tune the piano, and he play the same piano what it's in, is in his own von Zimmer played. For me, I don't can offer this Luxus, you know, and sometimes I should to play piano with, I don't really know him. The piano, it's hard instrument. It looks like Schimmel, the white horse. You know, crazy. He go left and right, and you don't can handle him because it's loud. It's dominant, the instrument. And every time you should to play with your finger and try to guide it. I don't see a lot of pianists, they really can guide the piano. But such an instrument looks like old one, it's affected by the Hiroshima bomb, or the piano what we play today, you know. It's have a history, you can feel, you know. It's why somebody play this piano and it's 40 years old and 50 years old. And that's, it's every time have a special Verbindung. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's not good technique to play with the old piano from the 40 or the 50, have a, with a tune bump the piano. It was ein metal, halbe Meter. It's kommt in dem Klavier, you know, and it's macht ein große Loch. Und sie haben alles gebaut und so. Aber stimmt 100%? Der Klavier war richtig alt und getroffen, wie ich.
Ja. Du sagst ja, du kommst aus der Hölle. Und du spielst aber für den Frieden. In deinem Theaterprojekt A Mission for Sisyphus begegnest du Albert Camus auf der Bühne. Das Stück handelt vom Scheitern und von der Verzweiflung. Und doch wollt ihr Mut und Freude verbreiten. Woher nimmst du persönlich die Kraft für deine Arbeit und für dein Engagement?
From my children. I think this is really important. When I look to Sarah and Ahmed and Kinan, I hug him and sit with my wife. And I think about the future for Ahmed and Kinan and how they will treat him in the community. It's, this is my strongness.
Wow. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank
no
you.
Further questions.
Shukran. Thank you.
Wow.
You need to thank you.
Yeah.